You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
David Shapiro from Assessment Securities and I could be laughing about the vegan trend, but it's certainly not one that is not without promise of really great returns. And Famous Brands this morning are coming out with an interesting statement. So this is the franchisor whose brands presently include Debonairs and Steers and Fisherways. And Famous Brands announcing their foray into the vegan and the vegetarian market. It is a popular trend right now and has become a lot more popular with more and more of us becoming health conscious. And as I said, it seems to offer a lucrative return. So how Famous Brands is doing this is it has bought a majority stake into a company called Lexi's Healthy Eatery. And this is a vegan focused restaurant group that also supplies plant-based meals to other restaurants as well as other retail stores. We have got the co-founder of Lexi's, Etzio Nichelle, the co-founder of Lexi's Healthy Eatery. Etzio, I got your first name right. I'm wondering if I got the surname right.
Yes, you got it right. Etzio, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, congratulations on the deal. Tell us more about this business that Famous Brands is taking a bite from.
Okay, thank you very much, Fifi. Appreciate your thanks. So Lexi's Healthy Eatery was started by myself and Lexi in 2018. We got together at the beginning of 2018 and we discussed a few ideas about creating plant-based vegan restaurants. I wanted to go full vegan restaurant and Lexi convinced me not to go full vegan but be more open to everybody, like trying to attract people that aren't necessarily 100% vegan.
Like me and David.
So, exactly. Well, David, yeah. David's the answer, but, you know, so we have a couple of options that are not vegan. So we're not strictly vegan and we don't ever say we are vegan, but we do like to be as vegan as possible. And we like to attract the vegan clientele, obviously. And we're doing this for the vegan, you know, to open everybody's mind to the vegan lifestyle and vegan habits.
Sure. And talk to us about this clientele and how many more of us, particularly here in South Africa, are considering this route, just based on the number of people walking in your restaurants.
Well, you know, the clientele is quite small, but you'd be surprised how the spectrum actually goes across quite a few fields. So, it's not only the vegans, but it's also people who are trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So people who go to gym, who run, who cycle, who play sport, it attracts them as well because they know it's like clean food. It also attracts the people who are gluten intolerant. You know, there are a lot of gluten intolerant people. So most of our items, most of our menu is gluten free. So it opens up to them as well. And then people who are diabetic, or have heart conditions, you know, it opens up to a lot of people that have, you know, certain ways that they want to eat. So it's not only the vegans, but it's a wider spectrum of people.
All right. Got it. So you clearly caught the eye of a larger player in the market in the form of Famous Brands that has bought out a 51% stake in your business. Tell us why you said yes to that deal and what Famous Brands is bringing to the table.
So in 2018, when Lexi and I met, the first conversation we had, one of the first conversations we had is, where do we want to be in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time? And our response, both of us, were we want a plant-based eatery all over South Africa, nationwide. We don't want one restaurant, we don't want two restaurants, but we want multiple restaurants. We want to expose this kind of eating habit, lifestyle, to many people all over Africa. So that was our first conversation. So that from the start, we wanted to grow. We wanted to go big. And immediately what comes to mind is Famous Brands because they are the experts in this field. they are the biggest food group. They know all about franchising. They've got the infrastructure. They've got the know-how. They've got the finance, the HR, the distribution chains. So immediately we thought they would be the best partner. Obviously, we were a bit scared because they're very meat-orientated. But, you know, for us, it's also an opportunity to say, okay, let's partner with famous brands. Well, let's try partner with famous brands, even if they are very meat-orientated, and let's show them that there's, you know, there's things other than meat and chicken and cheese, you know. So, hopefully we can open up their minds as well and change a bit of, the way they do in business.
Quite inspiring.
And it goes more than just food. It's the plastic. It's the carbon neutral. Sustainability.
Quite inspiring, the power of a vision and the importance of knowing where you're going from the get-go. But just give us a sense then, since 2018, give us a sense of the revenue and the profit growth that you've experienced.
Okay, this is an interesting one because we've been through some interesting times.
Lockdowns, so, not being able to go to a restaurant.
That's terrible for us. We went through a lot of pain. So in 2018, we opened up and really, within the first 3 weeks that we were open, we had queues outside our restaurants at lunchtime during the week, Monday to Friday. We were running queues. It was going very well. The profits weren't exactly there because we were still, we're still trying to create a name and we weren't looking at the expenses that well. But we were growing nicely, and eventually we caught some people's eyes, and we managed to open up the second branch in December of 2018, Modafin Team, as a franchise, and we involved as a joint venture, a very small minority partner, and then in 2019, beginning of 2019, we saw the zone at Rosebank. We loved it, and we applied for a shop there, and we opened that one in when was it, July 2019, and that just boomed. It just took off. The numbers we were doing there was unbelievable. It was a real hype. People were loving it. We were basically full breakfast, lunch, and supper. The zone was amazing. Pre-COVID was amazing as well. So it was a really great area, and it was really booming. And then, then March 2020 came, and that was it just cut our legs immediately. You know, and we went through a lot of pain. We still managed to open up a franchise store in 2020, in June 2020 in Pretoria, which was behind the Boulevard's Curtain, which everybody said it'll never work in Pretoria. And it actually worked out so well because it's such a good shop. It's actually our busiest store at the moment. It's really beautiful. So it's big, double story. It's amazing. It's it's in Hazelwood. Got these container vibes. It's really great. And then and that's a franchise store, 100% franchise store. We're not partners at all. And then in December 2020, we opened up in Seapoint, Cape Town.
Sure.
Which also really took off really well. So, we've been on an upward trend. Even through COVID, we've managed to stay alive and whatever the rest. And, but we fought hard, and the landlords have been very good to us. The banks have helped us out as well. But I'd say more the landlords really, really did help us out.
Sure. And then how much did the 51% stake cost Famous Brands?
If you ask Famous Brands, it cost a lot. And if you ask us, it didn't cost enough.
I see you're well trained to answer that question. Wow. Okay, no, good on you. Just a parting shot. What will your role be? Yours and Lexi Monzeglio, who my producer Caldora has told me actually used to work at MoneyWeb, so congratulations to her. But what will your role be in this new structure with Famous Brands as a partner?
So we are still the directors. together with other directors from famous brands. We'll take on the lead. We'll take on the strategy. Lexi will still develop the menus. She's the face behind the brand, the menu development and the creative around the brand. I'm more on the operations admin side of things, but we'll both be very, very involved with the whole strategy of the central kitchen, opening new stores, developing the QSR concept. Yeah, and we really want to take this into retail as well. Make it affordable for everybody.
All right. I look forward to trying you guys out. I certainly will make a visit to one of your eateries. But congratulations to the both of you. We'll have to leave it there. One last time. Etzio Nishal, the co-founder of Lexi's Healthy Eatery, they're joining us on the story regarding Famous Brands' acquisition of a 51% stake in the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.